Hey, folks, this is Grammy Award winner Chevy Carrier. I love listening to KRVS Radio 88.7 FM. It's like being with my musical family. We just never know what they're going to be cooking up on those turntables. I just love being in that station and love listening to that station each and every day. I would like to encourage each and every one of you. Just help me to tune and support KRVS Radio. I'll be glad that you did, and I know you will too. Let me be the first one to welcome you to the KRVS family. Have a great day. Et toi.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
You are listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
I gotta fight, gotta fight temptation.
Fight this temptation.
Oh, I gotta fight a little harder.
Fight it harder.
Oh, I
All right.
337-482-5787. 337-482-5787 is the number to call this morning. Make your pledge 10:05 in the morning. And we have about 2 hours left of the program. If you haven't made your pledge yet, really considering making a pledge, 337-482-5787. You can make your pledge there. You can do it on your phone. If you wish to do it that way, wherever you wish to do it, on your phone, on your laptop, computer, just hit the donate button. All you got to do is put www.krvs.org. If you're on your cell phone, just put KRVS on it, and it's going to pop up, and you can make your pledge. And one good thing about it, you have a lot of T-shirts that you can pick from. So go ahead, and then we're going to bring John and Pat on in just a second. Not ringing, 337-482-5787. Call in and make your pledge, 337-482-5787.
Dog, eh? All right.
Get on now.
is still hanging low.
All right.
All right, John, you ready?
Yes, I am.
We're good. And our guest and our leader now, Pat Moore. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful. We're having a little space in here. We got something wrong here.
A little technical difficulty.
Yeah. Can you straighten it out?
I'll talk. Yeah, can you hear me? Hey, you know, look, I just want to say what a pleasure and an honor it is to be in here with you two guys. I mean, you know, one of my missions is to, as a new leader, if you will, is to continue to promote KRVS as an advocate for our culture. And I can't think of two guys that are more cultural advocates for Cajun and Zydeco and Creole music than you two. So it's a real pleasure to be in here with y'all this morning.
Appreciate having you in the studio on Saturday morning like this, because it's fortunate we do have someone like you to come and visit with us. And I know we enjoy being here.
Yeah.
It's being here. But before we go in the interview, I just need to inform the folks that the listening audience that we are listening, we are now at, now that's much better. I can hear myself now.
We're good.
That we are in a fundraising mode right now. So therefore, it is an annual, that's our fall fundraiser. And we need, of course, we don't have to tell you, but new listeners, without you, our program is not possible. And we rely on you, the listening audience, to help support and continue to air our program every Saturday, or entire program of 7/24, 24/7, as they say. Not only the Zydeco Sompas LA program, but the entire KRVS programming that we do have every day, 24/7. This is public radio. You own the station. This is yours. This is your station, not privately owned, it's publicly owned. So we need your help in providing the pledges. And when you provide the pledge or make the pledge to KRVS, you can do it in two ways. You can go to 337-482-5787 or go online, and that's securely at any time. You go to www.krvs.org. And, of course, you can always do it online. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to our new leader, and we're going to try to squeeze him to admit.
To admit. admit. I admit to nothing, JB. I admit to nothing. I plead the fifth.
Yeah, really.
No, I just, you know, it's exciting to be here. It's exciting to be in this new role as of leadership here at KRVS. And to your point earlier, KRVS has probably two dozen local producers that produce content that is indicative of this area, and you two guys are a prime example of that. What's fascinating to me, I mean, obviously I've been a long time listener, and what's fascinating to me is the reach you guys have out there, not just in the Lafayette area, but when you look at the people that are listening on the web or streaming on the, you know, listening to the stream on the web. I mean, from all over the world. Because people want a piece of this culture. They want to enjoy this culture. It's a unique way of living and a unique cultural experience. And I think people just want to enjoy that. And so I'm happy to say that, man, these guys have been doing it for, what, 26 years?
A little over 26 years we've been doing this. And along with what you're saying about how we're reaching people across this globe,
mm-hmm.
I could recall one time I was on the steps of the courthouse over in Opelousas one Saturday morning. And that's when the festival in Plaisance were really hot.
Right.
And I was doing a set of breakfast sets.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was informing the public and introducing the band, I saw a couple to my left kept pointing at me. And when I got off the set, I call it a set, when I got off the set, they immediately ran up to me and they introduced themselves. They had an accent.
Right.
And there was Jan and Daryl Green from Australia.
Wow.
And they say they listen to our program every Saturday morning, even though the times were different,
right.
The schedule. And they would wake up in the morning just to listen to Saturday program. And this is just ironic. It's just a testament to the fact is that we try to reach to people across this globe.
Right.
Introduce them, and also not only just to introduce them, but to keep them in tune or reminding them that the culture that exists right here in our midst of Southwest Louisiana, that is so rich, and people want to be able to share this. So Melvin and I, we had an opportunity to be able to do that through KRVS, and we appreciate them giving us an opportunity to do this. We want to make sure that people continuously understand and appreciate the culture that we have in this area.
Well, it is a unique part of the world. I mean, between the music, the food, the art, the language, it's just an amazing place to not only live but to visit. And I think what happens is when people travel, when tourists come to Lafayette, whether it's for a festival or just to visit, they wander upon the 88.7 FM signal and they go, "Oh, what is that?" Right. And then they start delving into the programming and realize that we have probably 24 locally produced programs that feature and highlight our way of life and our culture around here. And when they go back to where they live, they don't stop listening. And so it's an amazing thing. And you guys just doing a fantastic job. And I want to encourage everybody who's listening right now to please make your pledge. This is our fall fundraiser. You can do it securely online anytime at www.krvs.org, or you can call in at 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS. And look, give what you can. We understand that these are somewhat difficult times for people, and we just need any support that you can throw our way. It doesn't, again, just give what you can. Because I know there are listeners out there who aren't members, and that's fine. That's great, but we hope you'll take a chance, take an opportunity to support the radio station. And we've been excited about, we started our first day yesterday. It's going to be a 10-day cycle. And the first day kicked off with the Blues Box, and as always, amazing program, and just rolled all day. And here we are, Zadiko Sopasale, on a Saturday morning.
C'est bon pour des visites.
Yep.
And I know you speak a little.
Cheaper, just a little bit. I should speak more than I do. Let's put it that way.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Crowley, Louisiana. Grew up in Crowley. My father was from New Jersey. My mother was from Crowley, Louisiana. They met when he was stationed at Fort Polk. My uncle brought him home to Crowley, and he met my mother. And as they say, you know, JB, the rest is history.
The best.
That's it.
That's good.
And here you are, Pat.
And here I am. Yeah. All these decades later, here in a leadership capacity at KRVS, and I can't be more excited and more humbled that they've asked me to do this. And I think it's a good fit. I think, you know, we're all cultural advocates around here. We've all been promoting and shouting to the world about our unique way of living and our culture down here. And KRVS has been is a cultural advocate as well, because again, these 24 different locally produced programs highlight the area, highlight how we live, how we eat, how we play music. And so I think it's a great transition for me in the radio station. I've been a huge fan of KRVS for all these for decades now, and I think it's going to be a good for the station and me.
Well, one of the things that you have an easy entree of a job right now.
Yeah,
because you had three wonderful and talented and very dedicated
I know where you're
employees
going. Yes.
In here. And I tell you what, we enjoy having them, Carl, you know, Judith and James. They are loyal, dedicated, and very knowledgeable of the need and the importance of the station.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about the team here at KRVS. It takes a team to get these programs on the air. Judith Merriweather, James Hebert, Carl Fontenot, Megan Brown, Constantin.
Yeah.
I mean, they all do a fantastic job. And I think kudos to them for what they've been doing for, in some cases, decades themselves. So, you know, if you like what you hear and you want to continue to hear it, please make a pledge by calling 337-482-5787 or going online at www.krvs.org.
And we do have some that have made their pledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We want to thank them. Lane Shinnevert from Shreveport.
Ah.
Originally from Big Lebo.
Nice.
Yes.
Challenges Lawrence Shinnevert and Larry Rito. So we're expecting those two to call in, because Lane say call in. Lane runs the show.
That's
so call in and make your pledge. And then we're such a local station that, you know, people right next door to us, like Ottawa, Canada, calls in and make their pledge. Michael Ball, we certainly want to thank you.
Michael, great musician.
Yeah, all the way from Ottawa, Canada. And we appreciate all you guys, what you do for us. And that's why we're here every Saturday morning. Very seldom we're not here on a Saturday morning.
That's north of Mamou, huh?
Yeah, that's north.
But it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. That's when the temperature switches.
But
right
it's between
there.
Vidrine and Mamou.
Yeah, Ottawa. Ottawa, Canada.
Ottawa. Yeah, we'll be right back with more with our new leader. We're going to go play a little music, and we'll come back and talk to Pat Moe in a little bit. So stay tuned right here.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Don't play with that.
Don't play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
I'm gonna tell your mama.
Tell your mama.
I'm gonna tell your father.
I'm gonna tell your father.
Don't play with that.
Don't play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Hey, right. Hey. Don't play with that. That's not for you. I'm gonna tell your mama. I'm gonna tell your father. I'm gonna tell your father. Don't play with that. Don't play with that. That's not for you. That's not for you. We'll be right back.
anymore. Don't do it anymore.
I'm
going to
tell your mama.
I'm going to
tell your father.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Hey, what's that, Sammy? Look, Roy coming, boy.
Oh, I see him. I see him.
We gotta get out of here.
Don't play with that for Roy.
I'm not gonna touch that beat. You know what?
What's that, bro?
I think Neil saw me.
I think he saw you too.
I ain't took for the one though.
Ah, you lie. You took two.
I guess you took the last one.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Oh, yeah, he's looking for you.
Oh, yeah. I better go change it.
You better go.
I tell you, they're trying to give us some time, Kevin.
Oh, it's about 90 days.
I just did 45.
Uh-oh.
If Roy asks if you see him, tell him no.
You're hot, man.
You know what, babe?
What's that, Roy?
I saw you last night.
You seen me? Where I was?
You was getting out the offshore lounge with a big old grass sack. Looks like you had stole my chickens out the coop.
That was me.
And I told you, if you play with that, you're going to get caught, baby.
It was, what happened?
And I'm going to have to sing you somewhere.
Don't you do that.
Because you know why?
What's that?
That's not for you.
That's not for me?
That's right.
That's for us.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
Don't play with that.
Don't play with that.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for
you. Oh! Oh, you got my chicken, man. Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
Don't play with that.
Don't you play with that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you.
I'm gonna tell your mama.
I'm gonna tell your mama.
337-482-5787. 337-482-5787 is the number to call to make your pledge this morning. Call in and make that pledge, 1028 on a Saturday morning. Got an hour and a half left. And let's continue rolling. We're doing pretty good so far. And we'll give you a number in just a few.
Oh, yeah, we're flying.
Oh, oh.
Dickie Do, make that move. Make that move to the phone and call 337-482-5787. Make it pledge. Make that move.
We're gonna make that move.
Make that move.
That Zydeco move.
That Zydeco move.
We're gonna make that move.
We're gonna make that move.
We're gonna make you groove, y'all.
We're gonna make you groove.
You get on the floor.
We're gonna make you groove.
We're gonna make you groove. We get on the floor.
Get on the floor.
And do the Zydeco.
And do the Zydeco.
You do the Zydeco.
And do the Zydeco.
from Lake Charles for making you a pleasure this morning. We greatly appreciate that. Charlottetown coming through, even though they're going through a lot of changes up in Lake Charles. We do thank you for making your pledge. Perry Como, thank you out of Crowley, Louisiana. And we want to thank you for making your pledge. I'm sure Mr. Pat Moe's going to be excited that you made your pledge this morning. I'll let him know so we can surprise him. All right, let's continue playing that good Zydeco music. And 337-482-5787. 337-482-5787 is the number to call this morning. Make your pledge. Phones are not ringing, so you got plenty. You won't have to wait long. Somebody will answer their phone to take in your pledge. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You make that move. That's Zydeco.
This morning.
Right about now, I think you're doing the Zydeco crew. We're gonna do the mess around, y'all. Yeah, that's why I think you do two step.
Dickie 5787 is the number that you need to call at this particular time. And you are welcome to come by and visit at the studio by this time.
Can you?
Yeah, the doors are open. It says on the door, it's a temporary thing for right now.
Oh, I did not
that
know
as
that.
Long as you wear your mask, you can come by only for this occasion.
I met a gentleman and I was getting something at the courthouse, a plot. And I don't remember his name. He listens to it. I mean, I'm talking. He said, Melvin Caesar, Melvin Caesar, Melvin Caesar. And I didn't. And I don't. He has a business. And I said, well, come by Saturday. Not knowing, but I forgot he has a business. If you could call and remind me who you were, you know, but we meet so many people. But anyway, it was just a pleasure to have met him and talked to him up there and while getting a plot, a property description. mm-hmm. where I live and things like that. Oh, but anyway, yeah. the courthouse yeah. on the seventh floor. Of course, you got to almost get naked to go in the courthouse.
Oh, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you still got to
You can't even have a safety pin in your pocket.
You see, you don't bring anything. They're always going to let you in with money. You're going to have, you can keep
yeah,
your
yes,
money.
Yes.
Yeah, you can keep your money. Keep your money. Let me see. You got to take your belt off. I had to take my shoes off, which I did not know in shoe.
Oh, I didn't know
there
that.
Was a metal in my shoe. I didn't even know that there's a metal in my shoe.
Oh, so, now I know. So every time you go to the detector.
When you go there, oh, yeah, back up. Back up, I said, back up. So you back up and.
There was a lady there? Or
no, two men.
Two men? Okay.
Two men
were
there.
Some of them ladies, let me tell you, they don't mess
They
around.
Don't play around. They back up, pull the gun out. No, they didn't pull the gun out. But anyway. You got to take the belt off. And I didn't bring my cell phone, so I don't know if you can bring
no,
a cell phone.
No, you can't do that. No,
you can't bring a cell phone?
No.
Okay, so you can't bring it. I didn't bring that. You can keep your keys, but you got to put it in the tray. You got to put your change and your money in the tray, your wallet in the tray. So actually you have nothing but your clothes, you know.
And if you have trousers that have a metal button, that has to be declared.
So what they do, that's what them scissors are there
that's right.
for. So they they clip your button off your pants.
Yeah.
That's why them people be sagging. I thought they were sagging because they were trying to do something.
Yeah, they take. Yeah, they clip it.
Okay. Yeah, they
clip. They clip.
They clip the bucket. They the clip button. Your little silver button off your pants.
They clip that.
So that's why that guy was holding his pants.
That's right.
I went, I said, now why is he holding his pants? They clip it. They clip the button off of his pants.
But anyway, we gotta talk about fundraising. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. This is fundraising time, and we do realize is that we're living in times that you and you and you may not necessarily be able to afford what you could in the past. But I would say this, that many people who have called in thus far and have made their pledge, we certainly appreciate you doing this and showing your support for KRVS. And this is what we do. Whatever you feel that you can give, it's up to you. But we are thankful that if you say, well, I can't do it this time, but the mere thought is important. So if you can do that, those of you, and call in at 482-5787, or you just may want to do it online, and you can trust it, by the way. It's a very secure line. And go to www.krvs.org. And you can renew or you can do as a brand new pledgee. You can make your pledge in support of KRVS.
Now, we know the line. We know the line is secure.
Oh, yeah.
But John and I, we each put 2x4s on each side of that line.
Yes, right.
It's secure.
It's
no problem. No problem.
It's secure.
It's secure. The line is secure. It will not break. There is no break in that line.
It will not fall.
It will not fall. So you can do that. We want to say a happy 90th birthday to Mama Jean Bowes from Vic and Deb. 90 years old.
That's a beautiful age.
Happy birthday to you, Mama Jean Bowes. That's a beautiful thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's. And they contribute. They made a contribution, mm-hmm. so that's another beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And
that's good. That's
here
good,
is my cousin.
Who's that?
Rachel Cesar Martinez, Andrew's daughter.
Ah, yeah,
her pledge this morning.
The horse lady.
The horse lady. I sent her a picture of this horse. horse lady. And also from Bubba and Zoe.
Bubba. I like that name, though.
Oh,
I
Bubba. Like, Bubba like going to be a Bubba, too. Bubba.
Yeah, that
gonna
might
be a
new name
kid.
That I would want to adopt, maybe. I'd call myself
kid.
Bubba.
Yeah, from Bubba and Zoe, okay. Cesar Martinez in D.C. They're from D.C.
Good.
And
Andrew, and
she's a veterinarian, and I think that she still has the job of authorizing horses or animals to come into the United States, and she makes the decision whether you're going to bring them in or you don't bring them in. pretty good.
Whoa, that's,
yeah, pretty good. That's, I mean, she's always, she was raised around horses all her life, you know. So a very good young lady. Did an excellent job. She has an excellent future and doing good things. But we just want to thank you for making your donation this morning, Rachel, and hope to see you soon in Metro Swallow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's continue with some.
Let me tell them about that one gift.
Okay, go ahead.
That about one gift is that red bandana that you can actually receive if you make your pledge, and I don't even know exactly how much.
That's a nice bandana.
That's a nice bandana.
It's quality.
And it's large. You can use it as a mask as well. And so you can wear it around your neck for sweating when you push
back. You're sweating.
Or if you just want to wear it as a, make a pledge of $75.
Yeah.
And you would get this, and talk about it, it's a beautiful, it's large. It's,
yeah,
man,
it's,
you can wear it,
it'd
as
be
a,
nice.
As a tee-on as well.
All right. You could give it to somebody you don't care for, and they can cover their face completely. You will not see their face.
Also, you can give it to someone who you want to see.
What you mean?
From a long distance.
What you mean?
It's red.
Oh, you want to see where they're at? Track them?
Yes.
Track them.
You can track them with that.
Oh, yeah.
And it has KRVS on it.
All over.
With all kind of little birds.
They got the birds.
It, the flying birds and all of that. And it's a wonderful. I want one of those because I want to wear it around there. I said I have to make my pledge of $75.
And that's Pavi Studio. I want to thank you, Pavi Studio, for the bandana design. That's who designed it.
Very good, though. But you need to call 482-5787 or just drop on in for right now. For right now.
Yeah, we haven't seen people in such a long time in the studio.
There's a sign on the door. You may walk in. I just noticed that when I came
in
this morning.
That's good. You got an hour and 15 minutes. You can come in.
Yes.
We get a chance. We'll put our mask on to make sure that you're as safe as we are safe. And we'll put our mask on, come in, and you can visit. Many of you have always wanted to come into the studio, and because of COVID-19, no one could come into the studio. We couldn't even come in the studio, but thank you that they made the decision to let us in, because that way we're able to help you enjoy your Saturdays instead of just having a boring Saturday. We try to cheer it up for you, but now you get an opportunity to come in and see the studio, and we'd be glad to talk to you here.
That's
at
right.
the studio.
Good morning, Floyd.
Good morning. Floyd Anderson.
That's right.
Kendall, good morning, guys. Hopefully you're all doing well. And no, I can't answer you because I don't know your number. But anyway, 337-482-5787 is the number to call in this morning and make your pledge. 337-482-5787. And Zydeco Webbers, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And
continue
Ms.
making that pledge. Joyce, she called in.
Ms. Joyce, I know.
Why you know?
I know. I heard it when I was driving in this morning that Miss Joyce had made her pledge, and I just want to thank her.
What is
I
her
love
song?
You,
what song she liked?
Was that
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll.
I know she has one.
She can call 482-6991 and let us know, Joyce. Miss Joyce, just give us a call, and we'll try to play that selection for you.
And we need
of
to
course,
play
Hard Time people.
Oh yeah, Hard Time called
State
in this
Rock,
morning. They called for the two
Hot
songs.
Hot Rod.
Nobody called for Hot Rod, so not yet.
Not
so
yet.
We might beat them to the punch and just play it for them.
Yeah.
And Hard Times, and I think her kids moved in with her because they lost their house completely
with the hurricane.
With the hurricane.
It was
St. Martinville was hit pretty hard.
It was devastating.
Yeah.
That's one thing about it.
And it's hard when you're trying to find a place and you can't find a place, you know, and it's all difficult.
Oh, yes, indeed.
But anyway, 1044-337-482-5787, and let's do some Nathan William. And this is going out to LeBeau this morning. This is called the Zydeco Girl. Make sure I got Zydeco Girl on. And let's do it like this.
Zydeco girl, I've got me a Zydeco girl. She made
make me feel good when I feel bad. She make me happy when I'm sad. When things are down, she lift me up. When it comes to her love, it's never enough. If I get lost, she help me find my way. She come home smiling every day. I've got me a zydeco girl. I've got me a zydeco girl.
bella bella la bella bella castella bella bella galla se bella galla se la bella bella ba bella 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 galla passa che la bella casa yeah yeah.
Thank you for your pledge this morning. We greatly appreciate that. You're going to keep us on the air. Just because of you, we're going to stay on the air. And because of who else, John?
Yeah, we got Brian Becker.
Okay.
Adam Crow.
Adam Crow.
Made his pledge and called in and made his pledge. And we certainly appreciate it. And Linda Landry.
Uh-huh.
Linda Landry also called in and made a pledge. Do you want some fish? Cora Leday called in this morning. Got him saying hello. Hope all is well.
You wanted some fish?
For me? No, I don't want no fish.
You don't eat fish?
Yeah, I do eat fish, yeah. But my son always providing us with fish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I just asked. He's a fisherman. That's a good thing. So we want to thank all of you for
calling
in
want to thank you
and making your pledge this morning.
And John, you got about 3 minutes, and it's going to be 11 o'clock, and I want you to give us our go. So
well,
we can,
right now, our goal and actually should be at least $4,000 by the time. And we're looking at $4,000. That should be.
We're at 29.
$29. So
let's see what we're going to be at the top of the hour.
Yeah, 29. So that would be enough to be able to make the pledge.
We're going
to
check
we'll
in.
Well, put about $4,500. $4,500 would be fine.
Let's do $4,500.
And that's $4,500.
Like that.
And let's say good morning to Ms. Boxy from Sunset and the Boxy family. Also, we want to say the good morning to the Maggio family up there in Sunset and my cousin, Charles James, Cha-Cha, okay. Who is the mayor of Sunset. And we just want to say the folks in Grand Coteau, how are okay. we doing over there? The
I
Smiths.
They're doing good.
The Smiths and, okay. and all that. And I know the number here, I'm going to give you the number here that you can make a pledge. It's 482-5787, so you can call in and make your pledge.
Uh-huh.
Right now.
Good deal.
And we want to talk about the people up in the Youngsville area. We got the Lewis family. We got the Broussard family up around the Maurice area. And then you have the Green family right around the corner there. So
okay. And we'll be back. We're right back on the other side of 11 o'clock. We're getting ready. We got 1 hour, and then of course you got the pledge. John went on and gave us a pledge for 45, and we're gonna make the 4,500. We always do. We always have made it, so we're gonna make it again. So we're headed to $4,500. So that's gonna help us out tremendously, and we greatly appreciate it. So for those of you who have not made your contribution yet, please call in and make your contribution, and let's make it happen. And we'll be back in just a little bit. I'll start it off, but I know we're gonna have to shut it down, or unless I can. Talk just a little while longer. I got about a couple of 14 more seconds. But
oh,
anyway,
are you
no, I got 10 seconds. Then I'm gonna have to shut it down so I can play the songs. I'm just kind of holding on. I got 5 seconds. Call, make your pledge 337-4825.